I'm Paul Hughes. I'm from Ireland and I'm a full-time barman in Bushies. I'm here to talk about the TT Week, which is probably the biggest event in the island. It attracts crowds from all countries, America, Germany, Canada. I've met lots of people over here. I find that atmosphere here compared to I've been to a lot of concerts and stuff, and the atmosphere here is it's very pleasant because there's never any trouble. In the bar itself, people are very, you know, very friendly. They come up, you know, they can't speak much German or much English even. And they come up and they're pretty nice. Like, you know, they hand you fivers as £1 notes, you know. But you have to keep them right, you know, be giving them the right change. But you get a guilt complex, you know, if you keep the change out of a fiver. They give you 2 fivers for a pint, which is a tenner, you know. But you usually keep them right because you get a guilt complex if you didn't. There's never really any trouble compared to most places I've been with. It seems to be a very, very good atmosphere. Everybody's there just to have fun, enjoy the racing and all.
When does the build-up start to the TT?
We've been psyching ourselves up for the last week. So we'll have, you know, getting everything ready, everything's organised. Trying to make as much room because you need so much stock. It's unbelievable. The cellars are very small in the bar itself. So you have to stack the ceiling with kegs and beers and everything, you know. But they do drink a lot. They drink a lot. There's, I see, 3 bars open and a bottle bar. There's about 15 staff on. About 9 staff behind the bar, 2 in the bottle bar, and some out collecting glasses. They got there. Outside at night is probably the best part of it. Because during the day, most people go up to the races or are doing the course, racing around the course. But at night they sort of all converge in the pub. You don't see the floor at all. The bar closes, or as soon as the bar closes, they don't go. They want to stay. They think, you know, coming from foreign countries where the bars are open all day, they don't think they understand that you have to close. You know, you're tired. You want to go to bed. You've been in since 10 o'clock in the morning. You don't finish at 3, and you get 2 hours break, and you're pretty tired, pretty wrecked. But the adrenaline's pumping that much, like it doesn't really hit you after TT how tired you are. Like, you know, as you're waking up in the morning. And you're going, right, have to go to work, have to get down, have to put the stock away, get everything ready for them coming in. And it's pretty good. Like, outside, as I was saying, outside is brilliant, outside is excellent. They're doing donuts and everything, which is, you know, locking the front brake and just letting the back tire spin around in a circle. They do wheelies up and down. I think Bushies is probably the main attraction in Ireland. There's about 3,000 people, 2,000 or 3,000 people outside and whatever's inside. They're all drinking and everybody's cheering and everything. You get people going up and down in the bikes all night, the early hours in the morning. They're all in the roofs and everything. The police are pretty good about it because they let them away with it because they know they're not doing any harm. I think if the police interfered, there'd be a lot more trouble here. But since they let them away with it, like last year it was, a boy took off his clothes and he went shooting across the road, you know, and one of his friends gave his clothes to the police. So he's standing there naked, he had to walk over to the policeman, you know, and he got down on his hands and knees, started kissing his feet and all to get his clothes back without getting arrested, you know. So some pretty good things. It's like pulling Murphy's, like, we do it properly, like, you let Murphy settle. And you set them on the counter, and the Germans think it's a full pint, and go away with a half pint of Murphy's and all, like, you know, so it's pretty weird, like, you know. The rounds drink, you get people walking in and saying to you, you know, could have 15 pints of Guinness and 15 pints of bitter, and this is all in one round, like, you know, so it gets a bit hectic. The best way to have it, we only put 3 or 4 good staff behind each bar and send everybody else outside together and clean up. At the end of the night, outside is just, you can't see the ground for plastic glasses and bottles, cans. That's what keeps us to 3 o'clock in the morning. We close at 12, but which keeps us to 3 o'clock in the morning is just cleaning outside.
And you open it 11
open 12 o'clock in the morning, right through 12, but about 5 or 6 of us have to be in about 10, because there's a lot of stock. We go through a lot of stock TT week.
What are the main nationalities that are coming to Bushies?
Germans. I'd say Germans get quite a few, North Americans, French, etc., but the majority of people I'd say is Germans. You get a few English as well, like, but you don't really meet the English that much. Like, it's just the Germans. They're probably there, but as they speak English, you don't notice them that much, you know. It's just the Germans come up and they're pretty funny, you know. They're unusual the way they dress and all they've got, you know, and their hairstyles and they're unusual compared to everybody else. Like, you can say when they walk up to the bar, that's a German, like, it's obvious, you know, because They look totally different to everybody else, even the rest of the bikers. They look totally different to, you know, the bikes themselves. Like, you know, when we get our breaks, we usually take a walk down the prom, and the prom's just covered in bikes. You know, some of the bikes are amazing. There's a bike last year I was talking about. They came over from the north of Ireland, and had a bike with a sidecar, which was a coffin. You know, there's somebody sitting in the sidecar. Somebody sitting in the sidecar, or somebody went up and filled it with beer. I got the sidecar was full of beer, like they were pretty good fun, you know. When you get, even after 3 o'clock when we finish, like, because we don't get a chance much to party, but there's always partying after 3 o'clock, there's always something to do, mm-hmm. you know, so some mornings don't get into 7 and you have to get up at about 9:30 again. But as I say, the adrenaline rush is so unbelievable, like, you know, you don't need sleep, you know, it's just a natural high. Like.
Is it the high point of the year for you?
For me. Yeah. After, like, first week's brilliant. Halfway through the second week, you start getting a bit tired, like, you know, and at the end of it, you're just completely exhausted. You need a holiday, basically, you know, oh, I'll give my time off. It's pretty good, but, see now, what else? Stuck now.
What do you do on your days off? Is there anywhere you go? Do you go up to the grandstand, or...?
I wouldn't be big into the racing, like, you know, I like the bikes, I like looking at bikes, you know, but I wouldn't get a bike for myself, if you know what I mean. We would just sort of... we could go to the bar, we get served cracker, because we know the bar staff. But we'd usually just get a tray of beer, like, and just sit outside and watch some donutting and doing everything, you know, just taking the atmosphere.
So you base yourself around Prince Douglas, basically,
Base yourself outside Bushies.
Right.
Because that's where, you know, it sounds a bit stupid, you know, you're here all day, you think you get a bit tired of it, need to change the scenery. But it's really where all the crack is, really where all the fun is, you know. Mm. Less fun is in sort of Bushies.
How does the whole place change?
Everybody behind the bar is in a high, you know. There's a whole lot of new staff on, you know, and I have to get them in a few weeks beforehand, because there's no point in, like, you know, just saying, right, in TT week, you know, because they're just going to go, you know, they need to get run through the system before they can actually get into the hang of it. It's just, the locals give up drinking here. They just get the tray of beer. Well, you get your... You know, your hardcore locals would do it, like, you know, they just, you know, there's a certain fella comes to the bar, like, you know, last year, him and his friend, and they stand away back at the crowd, you know, and they're in every night of the week, and, you know, they just throw up a hand, this sort of weird way of ordering a drink, you know, and you just set the drink up to them, they're right at the back of the crowd, you know, and everybody's trying to figure out, but actually Germans copying, mimicking them to try and get this drink, you know, they were sort of stupid thing, you know, but they were doing this here, like, sort of like a little dance. You know, and you just set the drink up for them and they get to the bar, you take the money and away they'd go.
Is it very difficult to get served?
No, actually, bar staff go through them very quickly. But the point is that many and they can't go through them quick enough.
And the majority of people in Bushies themselves working here, do they like the bikes, or is it the social life they like, or is it a mixture of...?
It's a mixture of both. I think it's... people working here, I think it's mainly the social life. Mm-hmm. You know, I was working in the bar, you have anti-social hours. Mm-hmm. So you have to make a socialise around, like, so it's always afterwards, like, you know. Then we'll have a big party for all the staff, which is good at the end of it all, like, you know. Steve Gibbons is the finish up, he always plays every Saturday night at TT week. And that always gets a good crowd. You know, majority of them are gone, like, you know, but you've got a good few. The ones that come early, you get to know, like, Germans and Americans, you get to know. And you sort of know their drink, you know. And yeah, if you get talking to them, the other ones you don't have time to talk to because you're working all the time. But the ones you've got talking to when you see them, you know, sort of get preference and getting served, you know, it's pretty bad. They shouldn't be like that, like, you know, since you know them, you know, you just sort of serve them, you know, and they're good, like, so. But 3 Germans came early last year, like, we used to take, before the TT actually started, you know, if there was any parties or anything, we would take them up to the parties, you know, and they had great fun, you know, it was very good. I think they enjoyed themselves. And we've got a few last year, got the DJ box, like, tips. The tips are unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah, you make a lot of money in tips. You know, compared to here, like, this is not a pub that you would tip people in, like, you know, because it's sort of everybody walks in, it's sort of like a working man's pub, you know. There's no way of describing the pub, like, sort of, it's towards bikers and it's towards everybody, really, like, you know. Although, normal times you get a lot of suits, as we call them, in, and you get all types of people in here, you know. It attracts a lot of different people. People either like it or they don't like it. Mm. You know, working here, I've worked in lots of pubs before, and I say working here is probably the best atmosphere for a pub I've ever worked in.
Have you worked in the Isle of Man for a long time? Or?
No, I came over to the Isle of Man to go to college initially, so I did. But come TT last year, got a job behind the bar, and I goes, ah, I like this team, but you know, then I got full time. I was going to actually go back to college, but I got full time. And I says, college can wait, I'm only young, you know. I can just have a few years of this here, lapping it up, like, you know, having money instead of being broke at college, you know. I'm pretty happy I've done it now. I don't think it's a mistake. Time enough to go to college. But I don't know. I brought over here, like, there's a lot of people I know, Irish people over here, and other people. And something about the island, once you get here, you know, you try and go away, but you always come back. A lot of people say, I haven't, like, I've went home a few times, but a lot of people go away, and you always come back. For some reason, like, you know, we talked about it one night, like, and for some reason, we can't put our finger on something about it, like, you know. The island is special itself.
And it's not just the TT. Would you stay if it were not for the TT?
Yeah, I'd definitely stay, but the TT is the highlight of the year. TT makes, for me, it makes working in here brilliant.
How do you feel after it's all over, after the 2 weeks?
Shattered. Shattered. Definitely shattered. You know, you just go to bed. You know, as soon as you're off work, on your days off, you just lie in bed and sleep. You don't get up. You know, you need about 2 days sleep to really concentrate. But the point is, you still have to work, you know. Mm-hmm. So when your day's off, you just sleep and sleep and sleep. Mm-hmm. I think it's generally everybody does that. I wasn't full-time last year, but I was working full-time hours. Mm-hmm. So it was, the staff's all very, very good. It's in there. You know, everybody pulls their weight. There's no offers or anything like that there.
Yeah.
So
what about the future? Do you think you're going to stay here?
No, definitely not in the future. It's good for a few years, but definitely not in the future. I'm a homeboy at heart, you know. I'd have to be back to Ireland. Like, I'll go away to college, but I'll always visit here, like, you know. Or I've got a good job over here to stay yet. But I'll end my days in Ireland, if you know what I mean. You know, home is where the heart is, they say, and I think Ireland's the place for me.
I've been working bushes since April 29th last year, 1993. Started here part-time, ended up assistant manager after 3 months, God knows how. I was doing gardening at the time. I started at 8 o'clock in the morning, coming into work at 7, finishing at 3, and then staying for a bit till about 5.
6.
So I ended up losing my job gardening, really. I hadn't made it to a couple of months, but I couldn't make it anymore. So it's just, you know, I did as many nights as I could here, because it's really good fun. It was good with Paul as well, because both started at the same time. And so we're a bit naive, really, when it came to it. But it was the best time I've ever had. It was, the German bikers are great. Mostly Germans, isn't it? Just, you know, and Paul had the water pistols out. Well, Paul, you come to Paul and Nita run the middle bar there, and anyone that didn't come up, there's nothing more annoying than people coming up and saying a pint of lager, a pint of Murphy's. They want the whole order all in once, so you can get it done. So Paul and Nita had these water pistols, and anyone didn't come up would say please, got the water pistol in the face, and it ended up there was like 5 or 6 deep at the bar, the biggest take ever in that bar, wasn't it?
Lovely.
And they just came back for more. Just even then they got the water pistol in the face. Some of them nearly did, some of them did, didn't they? And some of them started off bad and ended up getting better. It was brilliant. That was good fun. So it was definitely, you doing that this year?
Yeah.
I don't think what else. What was happening outside? And just donuts, people doing donuts outside, police trying to stop that. They couldn't really. Oh, there's little bikes that are coming along. And the scooter off the junction there.
Yeah.
There's this little scooter that, I mean, they got these huge bikes, 750s and everything, roaring up doing wheelies and that. People mooning and that on the back of the bikes. And this little scooter just pulled up at the sign outside on the junction. And the whole place went an uproar, just laughter. And just stop it all. They just went out. He just came off the whole time, didn't he? Just came off, gave a big wheel on his little scooter. got even better response.
That was because I forgot about that.
The strip of the moon. There's a moon wave as well, isn't there?
Yeah.
Mexican wave moon. That was quite good. There was about five or six of them bumping in the air.
How do they do that?
Just a few of them got the idea. Ran out to the middle of the road, pulled down their pants, stood in the line and did like as you do a Mexican wave, up and down like this. Apparently, I think it's illegal, isn't it?
Yeah.
They can't, police, well, they,
police were pretty good.
Yeah, they're good. You know, they came in for a drink afterwards, you know, just sort of thank you. Cleaning up was terrible. Yeah. We had to go right down to the, almost down to smugglers, with all the cans and bottles and everything else, and right round the other side of the road there. There's about 2,000 people outside. I can't think of anything else.
But it is the highlight of your year too, is it?
Oh yeah, I mean, my old man used to be in the Merchant Navy, and he's travelled, you know, he's been around a bit, all over the place, and South America, he said, was great, and said, it's the only place, you know, he's mixed himself, but I mean, it's the only place he'd ever wanted to be, and for that 2 weeks was here, just the atmosphere is really that good.
Did you ride yourself?
Pardon?
Do you ride yourself?
No. My dad's into bikes, and my little brother's into bikes, and they know everything about the TT. I do, I like watching them. It's good fun. It's a pity about the accidents and everything, isn't it? Minority. No. Is that a bad name?
The Manx minority.
That's usually Germans. Germans come over and they do have a few drinks. You can't really stop them. And they go out, and the initial reaction is just to, if something happens, just go right. Whereas over here, they go left, it's just in their head, like. So, you end up going straight into cars and so on. Cars fall on. I don't have anything else to say. What more about the crack? I had a night off and I came in here to have a drink. I had a few drinks down the corner there. Ended up talking to these German fellas. Huge, you know, Bavarian chaps, you know, beard and everything. And he was a stuff taker, you know, he had a box of snuff, this German stuff. So he put a bit in the back of our hands and sniffed it. And then he emptied the whole box from the top of his middle finger up to his elbow. I mean, there was a whole box on there and did the whole lot in one. And we're going, oh, you know, it's amazing. And then he said, you ever tried midnight beer? No. So it's an old Bavarian thing. So I went up to the bar with him, limitless amount of money, and just got an ice bucket and put 3 pints of piston brew in it, or 4 pints of piston brew, 8 brandies, 2 cans of Coke, and mixed it around, and a few pint glasses, went down and drank it. It cost about 12 quid or something, and just for about 3 pints, more than that, about 4 or 5 pints. Well, it was beautiful stuff. Did you not taste it? Oh, it's lovely. Really good gear. I forget, is it? Most German. Didn't Matty take somebody in TT?
Yeah.
Some blokes he met down the pub, the guy, fellow regular here. Very easy going fella.
That's the one I was saying about the strange wave. You know,
oh, yeah, the wave. And he had, he just took 2 fellas in. They're coming over again this year, aren't they? Just a couple of them. He just met them, I think he met them in here.
That's just like, you know.
He just meets somebody and, you know, they were pretty sound. You can see that straight away. And just, they had nowhere to stay, so I just put them up for about a week or so.
Do a lot of people take the sort of bikers in that don't have anywhere to stay?
Yeah, well, last year there was a lot of problems. Well, I'm recording here. what was it? Oh, yeah, I think it was last year or the year before, there was a lot of people that had anywhere to stay, no tents or anything. And they put them up in the sea terminal. A lot of kids as well, they were sleeping in the bus shelters and that. You know, just turned up on spec. So they put them all up in the sea terminal, just till they got somewhere to stay. Most people booked their hotels, while they're still here for this one, don't they?
It's just mainly men, isn't it?
Yeah, with a few rock chicks.
it's just mainly men.
Yeah.
Gone, man.
Really? Is the bar just filled with men, really?
Yeah.
In your prime.
Yeah, we got to know a few of them, didn't we? There's a guy who came over, big. I want to see the size of this fella. He's huge. He's got a little beard and no hair. He's got but just bald, just drinks bitter. And he came over to TT.
Nice.
And
country.
I started speaking to him last year, TT. And he's got this really old Norton. And he's going there. You speak to him, he's about a gum like that, isn't he? And he's dead friendly. And then he came over for the Grand Prix as well. Not as many people come over for the Grand Prix.
He's been over since.
He's been over since, yeah. Just comes in every time, starts drinking bitter. He'll be over again this year.
You know, it's the type of person you look at, you know.
You'd be scared to look at him. He's just frightened looking bloke.
He just talks about you.
Yeah, it's no trouble. The only trouble I had, mostly locals.
Yeah, I was.
Put that down. Yes. Nothing in here, is it?
No. Very much trouble in here in general.
Yeah. Nothing else. You can't really. A lot of things you just can't describe. You just get a buzz off it.
Yeah.
You get a real buzz working.
You should actually come back and do it after the next 2 weeks.
Or during, you know.
Or during. Well, not during. We don't have time during it, really.
No, I mean, but after work or something. But it's late. About 3 o'clock by the time we finish. Three-ish.
You should come and just compare it.
Yeah, come down. Come down for a drink and then just pull somebody up who's had a good night. You know.
Exactly.
That's the best thing to do because you're still buzzing.